Hello, Shackley family. This is Angel Torres, Lifetime Master Coordinator, and I'd like to welcome you to our weekly Fast Track conference call. This call actually has become a commonplace with where everyone in the field is invited to hear from our top leaders and also from our new up-and-coming Fast Track business leaders. We have a consistent message about how to and how you and your team can become directors and develop directors so that you and your team can build to executive coordinator and then on to presidential master coordinators. Our goal here is to help you narrow the gap between the time you join Shackley as a goal ambassador and becoming a director in a timeline that meets your expectations, your goals, and dreams. My friends, this is why we'll be here every single week with you. Now, we have a great call planned for you today, so let me go ahead and introduce our guest speakers. I'm here with Master Coordinator Steve and Jeannie Tubell from New York. Steve and Jeannie, they're great leaders. They're very committed to their group, which they actually treat like a family. They are very close to each other. Steve and Jeannie are very passionate about Shackley, about Roger, and everything that is happening in today's world in Shackley. Now with the Fast Track, the Power 10, Goal Ambassador, True Infinity, and everything that is happening. And they're both, I know this from personal experience, very, very knowledgeable about the business. And they are great trainers, both of them. So, Steve and Jeannie, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you started in Shackley?
Well, thank you very much, Angel, for that nice introduction, and thank you for inviting us on the call this evening. Basically, Jeannie and I, we come from teaching backgrounds, and a bunch of years ago, a fellow teacher in my school introduced me to some Shackley products, and I was open to trying them very eagerly. So I started using some Shackley products. I was on them for about 3 weeks when I started noticing a difference in the way I felt. Well, it wasn't too long after starting the Shackley products that this very, very same teacher and her husband, who happened to be my dentist, asked that they could come over to our home one evening to tell us a little bit more about the company that was manufacturing the health products that I was using. And you know how in life timing is so important? Well, at that particular time, Jeannie was home on maternity leave from her teaching job. We had decided that Jeannie was going to be the stay-home parent with our two sons at the time, and so we really needed some extra income. So we welcomed my teaching friend and her husband over, and they shared the Shackley story with us. They told us about a company, its history, its future, the income potential, and all the other benefits that were possible for us. And they really, really helped create a dream for Jeannie and myself. Well, as I said, that was a bunch of years ago. We decided to start using the products. And after Jeannie started feeling the benefits of the products along with me, we both made a goal. We set a goal to go out there and build a business at least for 1 year. At the end of 12 months, we would evaluate our progress and see if it was worth our time. Well, at the end of 12 months, we had made some progress. We weren't superstars by any means, but we did what we were trained to do. We had a nice little business going for ourselves, and it was at that point that we made the commitment that we were going to build this. As a matter of fact, Jeannie gave up her teaching job. She gave up her pension and decided at that point that this was going to be her career. You might say that we made the decision years ago to look at Shackley as a career path. So that was really a little bit about how we started, and it's been a great, great journey for us. Shackley has really been our life now for over a quarter of a century. We've enjoyed a wonderful lifestyle and enjoyed all the benefits that Shackley has to offer.
Well, thank you very much, Steve. And, you know, it's a story that we hear over and over. You know, it's called social marketing. People use our products, they get results, and they can't stay quiet. They need to go out and share with other people, and it's called social marketing. That's how we all built Shackley businesses. You know, one of the things that I see people, sometimes they ask me, you know, Angel, I'm excited about Shackley. I really want to build a big business. And, you know, there's something that I'm not doing right because I'm not becoming as successful as I could. And one of the questions I like to ask is, show me your plan of action. Tell me what your goals are. And the reality is that, you know, when people are not performing at the level that they are capable of, is always because they have a lack of a plan of action and clear goals. I mean, when people know exactly what is it that they want in this business, they go for it, and if they follow their plan of action, they can actually become very successful. I know you both agree with this because you're experts on talking about plan of action and setting goals. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that topic, which you are very knowledgeable about.
Well, thank you, Angel, and we'd love to. First of all, we'd like to congratulate everyone who's on the call this evening because they have made the decision to be part of the explosive new wave of growth that we're all experiencing, Shackley. So congratulations to everybody on the call.
And, you know, it is a great time, Angel. I mean, we're so excited. We're just as excited as we were a number of years ago. You know, Shackley is just in a great place. The company with Roger's leadership, with the products, like you said, the comp plan, the power of 10, the fast track, and this whole economy being so depressed and so many people having challenges. We're just very grateful that we're in the wellness and preventative industry. And, you know, you're absolutely right. A plan of action is something that I believe helps everyone to become successful. And a plan is a blueprint. It's a roadmap. It's a game plan. It's a path to follow so that you know where you're going. And what I love about the fast track, we're so fortunate because now we have a path that is totally laid out for us.
So our purpose tonight, for those of you on the call, is really to help each and every one of you develop a plan of action that you can follow for your own Shackley business. And, of course, it's going to be based around this phenomenal Fast Track program. So, you know, let's begin. To begin, let's discuss, let's have a brief discussion of what it really is that we're all trying to accomplish at first, of course. And the first step in the Fast Track program, as I'm sure each and every one of you are well aware of, is that we are striving to achieve the rank of director within our very, very first 90 days of being involved in the business. But, you know, it doesn't stop at the director level because with the Fast Track program, within your first 6 months, you're going to become a senior director. And within your first 9 months, you're going to reach the coordinator level. And within your first 12 months, within 1 year, you're going to be congratulated as becoming new senior coordinators. And believe it or not, within the next just couple of months, in the next 3 months, you're going to be achieving the rank of executive coordinator. How exciting is that for you? So let's take a look at how directors actually are developing in the Fast Track program. Now, we know that lots and lots of you, hopefully all of you on the call, will become successful directors in the next 3 months, if not shorter. But, you know, when we talk about becoming directors, to me it happens in two steps. The first step is, number one, you're going to learn and achieve the rank of director yourself. And the second step in the Fast Track program is then to become a teacher and teach others how to become directors as well along with you. So as a senior director, you're going to have one first-generation director in your group. And as a coordinator, you're going to have two. And ultimately, when you keep your eye on the executive coordinator level, you will have built three first-generation directors. But we also know that this is not the end of the program, because as your group grows and grows and grows, then you're going to be helping other people in your group develop leaders as well. Now, today, it is really possible to earn a phenomenally significant income much quicker because of the Fast Track program. Imagine earning a total of $34,000 on the Fast Track program, plus your commissions, plus your price differentials, plus your gold ambassador bonuses, plus your leadership bonuses, and that's not even to mention the true infinity bonuses. So in the Fast Track bonus program, think about earning $1,000 for becoming a senior director and $3,000 for becoming a coordinator, $5,000 Fast Track bonus for becoming a senior coordinator, and I can't believe this, $25,000 for becoming an executive coordinator. You know, in Shackley, we can honestly say today that there is no limit or cap on anyone's earnings. Each and every one of us gets to determine how much we're actually going to earn and by when. Well, do I have everybody's attention at this point?
Well, I'm excited, but personally, I've always loved the trips, and I love the idea that if you become a director in the 90 days, in the next 90 days, or from the day that you've sponsored, you get to win free 4 nights at the Global Conference in Anaheim, California next summer, plus your registration paid for. And this is Disneyland. Here we come. If you become a coordinator in a certain amount of time frame in the Fast Track program, you earn this all-expense-paid trip, a cruise on the newest ship that Carnival has next fall. And when it gets cold, you're going to want that. And if when you become an executive coordinator, you're going to earn a special invitation to the Future Masters event in San Francisco. Roger Barnett and some of the top leaders in Shackley will be there to teach you. Plus, you're going to earn an all-expense-paid trip to the beautiful, and I've been there with Shackley, and it's gorgeous, Napa Valley in California.
All right, so let's talk about what it takes to be successful in the Fast Track program. And for us, for Jeannie and myself, we know that it all starts with commitment. Yes, commitment, ladies and gentlemen. Commitment to what? The way I look at it, number one, we've got to be committed to, number one, to pledging our time and our energy to developing our Shackley businesses. We also have to make the commitment to declare our goals and our vision to not only our upline partners, but to our family members as well. And also, we must be committed to perform what we feel are the most productive activities that we can learn. So we're asking you to make a decision, and by doing so, you're going to be committing to making your goals a reality by following the Fast Track program that we're going to be covering.
Now, you know, you have to think about what your priorities are. And I know when we started, Steve worked full-time. You also had a second job. I was a full-time mom. We had Cub Scouts. We had soccer. We had football. We had baseball. We were all over the place. And you have to figure out, where are you going to fit in these activities? Where are you going to fit in this action? And if you go into your Excite manual or your First Step training, towards the back, there's a chart, and it's called Talk to Someone Every Day About the Shackley Opportunity. And I encourage you to fill it in. Put an X on all the times that you do other things other than Shackley, your job, your family, because on the left side are all the times of the day from 7 a.m., although some of you get up earlier, till 10 p.m., and then there's the days of the week, Sunday through Sunday, and just put all the X's in it. Whatever you have left, put some dollar signs in, because those are the times you're able to devote to your Shackley business. And remember, even the busiest people can find time to reach their dreams. And as moms, you know what? You're just going to have to fit it in whenever you can. And that's how we commit our time to Shackley.
So as we've already mentioned, yes, I continued to work my 9-to-5 job as we began to create our Shackley business. And I continued to work our full-time job for years as we continued to build our business. And I've got to tell you, even after all the years that I spent working 9-to-5, it still didn't create the kind of lifestyle and income that our Shackley business did, even after a few years of doing it part-time. What's phenomenal this evening is we are talking about a plan, a path that will actually help you create a career if you choose so. So it's a phenomenal opportunity. You know, we worked it on a part-time basis, but you have the opportunity through the Fast Track program to create a full-time career for yourself, which I think is absolutely fantastic.
It's great about their futures.
Absolutely. So, you know, one of the things that I think really warrants our discussion this evening is to talk about who gets our time. How do we spend the precious hours that we have in our Shackley business? And I'd like to just spend a couple of minutes talking to you about that. I think it's a very, very important issue. And to do so, we know that all of us, as I've mentioned before, are going to be sponsoring and enrolling lots and lots of new people into our business, some of which will be business partners and many of whom will be consumers. And they're going to be really demanding some of our, as I said, precious time. So I would just like to paint a picture of a tennis match going on where you have two players standing across the net from each other, and one hits the ball over to the other, and the other player hits the ball back. And this goes on and on, back and forth, until someone ultimately misses the ball, and then the rally stops. Well, what does this have to do with our Shackley business? It's a similar concept. I know that since you're going to be enrolling lots of new people, they're going to be demanding some time from you. So who do you work with? You work with the people who continue to hit the ball back to you. In other words, I am suggesting that you leverage your time by working with the most active people that you enroll and recruit into Shackley. To me, the most active business builders are those people who are doing all the income producing activities that we're going to be sharing, but most importantly, they're either bringing people in front of you to have you sponsor them in, or they're sponsoring in themselves. So, you know, that's who I suggest, the most active people that you enroll into this business. And also be aware of time wasters, things that really distract you or take you away from the most productive times that you can devote to your Shackley business. You know, television is one of those things, hanging around people that are not positive, anything that takes away from the time that you might have. All right? Now, I've got to tell you, in terms of who gets our time, there are three questions that we ask our prospective partners. And I'd like to share those three questions with you. And these questions help us determine whether we're going to give these people some of our time. Number one, do you want to be successful? Number two, do you want my help? And third, can you follow a plan? If that prospect sitting across the table from us can answer yes to all three of those questions, then we roll up our sleeve and go to work with them. So that's a little bit about who gets our time. But, you know, most of all, you know, as we will be discussing now, the Fast Track program has very, very specific goals for each and every one of us. And I think it's important at this time that we have a very small discussion about understanding the importance of having goals in general, and not just any goals, but SMART goals, if I can use the...
What is SMART goals?
Okay. The acronym is S-M-A-R-T goals. And I think many of you out there may be aware of these, but these certainly bear repeating. SMART goals, the S stands for specific. In other words, what is it that you're trying to accomplish through the Fast Track program? M stands for measurable. How much and how often and how many times are you willing to do what it needs to take to do the activities to be successful? What kinds of actions and activities are you willing to do? They must be action-oriented. So what do you need to do? And remember, they must be measurable. The R stands for realistic. And this is something that's very, very important also. Will your actions be in proportion to your goals? What are you actually willing to do to become part of this phenomenal Fast Track program?
Now, just make sure that these goals get you excited. It's about you. Make sure the goals are personal to you and your family. Make sure they're specific. Know what you want to earn, what you want to accomplish. And also, remember to believe in yourself. And be sure to make a plan of action. And I know that Steve also wanted to add one more thing about it, right?
Well, we left out the T in SMART, folks. So
we're not so smart.
The T simply asks you, you know, when do I need to complete my plan? And obviously, the Fast Track program has certainly defined that time amount.
And when we talk about making a plan of action, it's going to happen sometimes that you're not going to accomplish the goals that you set in the specific time that's set up by Fast Track or by yourself. I'm just going to give you some advice from Steve and I. Never give up, because there were times that we didn't reach the goals that we had set in the time frame that we did. But because we didn't give up and we kept going, we became masters in Shackley. And you can see we made a mistake right here on the call, and we still became masters. So it's great to know that that's possible. I hope all of you will do that as well. Now, there are two main elements that every plan has to have. The first thing is, what am I going to do? And the second thing that a plan has to answer is, how often am I going to do it?
Well, you know, from personal experience, we know that everybody on this call, you're probably great at something already, and you're going to get greater and greater at your Shackley business. But thanks to one of Shackley's master coordinators, we learned something that we want to share with you. Number one, to be great at anything, first you have to be pretty good at it, all right? And then to be good, you have to be, at first, you probably are going to be pretty bad at it. And before you can even be bad at something, You've got to be really, really bad at it. So, you know, this is the kind of business which is very forgiving. We learn from our mistakes. As a matter of fact, we kind of welcome the bad stuff because we know ultimately it's going to lead to greatness. All right, so we all know how important it is to have a why or a driving force. We know that's something that we always want to focus on. But I'm also sure, Jeannie, that the people that are on the call this evening really want to know what they have to do to be successful in the Fast Track program. So we'd like to spend just a few minutes discussing something called IPAs, or Income Producing Activities. All right?
But you know, before we even talk about the IPAs, you really do have to know, what do you have to do? What are you really trying to accomplish in those IPAs? And it's a 3 and 10 and do it again. 3 and 10 and do it again. You know, when we started, we went out 2 to 3 nights a week. And what did we do? We showed the whole story over and over and over again. We wanted to find those 3 builders. But you know what happened? Along the way, we found consumers, people who didn't want to build a business but became our consumers. So what you want to really do is 3 and 10 and do it again and again. And in order to do that, you need to do these IPAs, these income-producing activities. And they can be really put into a very simple form for even the newest person to focus on. So, Steve, why don't we share what the most important IPAs are?
So we're going to share 4 different kinds of income-producing activities. And the first one is, we would highly recommend that you have monthly sponsoring standards. We know that sponsoring people into Shaklee is truly the lifeblood of our business. Bringing new people in is the most exciting thing that you can do. And no matter where you are in your Shaklee business, whether you're brand new to Shaklee or even a presidential master, there's nothing more exciting than sponsoring a new business partner. So each new person that you sponsor in should be sponsored in, but also be placing their Shaklee orders and using Shaklee products. Another important goal is to expect to present the opportunity and tell the Shaklee story to everyone that you do sponsor in, even if they've sponsored in at first just to use the Shaklee products. Now, for Jeannie and myself, we did set some standards for ourselves. For us, our goal was to bring in between 3 to 5 new people into our Shaklee business on a monthly basis. Actually, on a weekly basis, I apologize. Overall, our goal was to bring in between 10 to 13 new people a month. And we did that year after year, and it helped us reach the level of master coordinator. Second of all, how many appointments will it take for you to show the opportunity to and present the Shaklee opportunity to as well? These appointments could be first-generation prospects to you, and as your business grows, you may be doing these kinds of Shaklee opportunity presentations to your downline in your personal group. Well, once again, Gene and I set a standard. I personally went out, and even though I was working full-time, my goal was to show the opportunity at least 3 to 5 times per week, sometimes more, sometimes less, but no fail, no less than 3 to 5. Now, as a matter of fact, with today's technology, it is so much easier for us all to be able to exceed what I've just mentioned in terms of numbers. With the internet, with technology, with webinars, it is so easy to present, no matter whether your prospects live across town or across the planet almost at this point.
And it can be so many people at the same time, so you can reach so many more people as well.
So you've got to determine, how many appointments do you want to do to show and present the Shaklee opportunity? That is the second part, the second income-producing activity. Next, we're going to ask you, how many meetings are you willing to conduct? Now, appointments and meetings are slightly different. Appointments can be 1-to-1. They can be 1-to-2. But meetings simply means that you have a group of people. Shaklee encourages us all to at least have 1 spot meeting per month. A spot meeting, S-P-O-T, stands for Shaklee Product and Opportunity Training Meetings. Once again, an exciting way to be able to present and train at the same time. And the fourth income-producing activity simply asks, How many builders will you work with at the same time? Now, we've already tried to help you define what is a business builder. It's someone who comes to your meetings, asks you questions, loves to communicate with you, is using the products, but most of all is bringing people to you to help you present the Shaklee opportunity. How many business builders are you comfortable working with? For Jeannie and myself, in our golden age of working with people one-to-one, we were always comfortable working with between 3 to 5 new partners. Today, with technology and to the programs that we have and the support that we have, it's easy to probably even work with more nowadays.
Now, one of the most important things about all of this that I would suggest is that you write them down, that you write the goals and you write the plan of action down on paper, that it's not in your head, but it's on paper. And I'll tell you a little story. There was a business leader a number of years ago that taught us a wonderful lesson in this. For years, she had tried to build other directors, and she just couldn't do it. And she got sick and tired of not developing directors. So she decided in that year that she was going to write down her goals on paper. She was going to write her plan of action. She was going to do this every 90 days, her goals, reevaluate them, restructure them, do it again and again and again. At the end of the year, she went from 0 directors to 10 directors, and she was like number one in all categories. Writing down your goals and writing down a plan of action is not only for you, because one day you're going to ask your business leaders, you're going to ask your directors, because you're going to become an executive, to do the same thing. And I've always said, how can you ask people to do something that you yourself will not be willing to do? So even if you feel, you know what, I don't want to write it down, I don't want to write a plan of action, sure, because this is the beginning of your commitment. And you know, there is power in writing your goals on paper, and there is power in writing a plan of action.
Well, you know, Jeannie and I have done many, many plans of action with our organization through the years. And I've got to tell you truthfully that when I personally do a plan of action with one of our people, they hand me their written 90-day plan. And what I do even before we go through it is I take the paper and I slide it and put it aside. And we have a conversation for a while to discuss what is that person in our downline really willing to do. In other words, it's one thing to write numbers down, to figure out some goals, but it's another thing to take them and to put them into action. So what we're going to encourage you to do this evening is to open up your first step manual or your Excite manual, and then make a photocopy of the 90-day plan that's available in each one of those, put it down on paper, and then have a conversation with your upline of how you're going to put it into action. So in closing this evening, and once again, thank you for the opportunity of listening to us this evening. In closing, Jeannie and I would like to define what we feel is a successful person in Shaklee. We feel, number one, that a successful person in Shaklee says yes to their goals and no to their distractions. And also, successful people in Shaklee are guided by their focus, by their why, by their plan, and not by their feelings. Because we know that goals will help you provide the focus and support for you to succeed in the Fast Track program.
And my final saying is really something that I learned from one of the newest master coordinators in Shaklee, Jennifer Glacken. And I loved what she said once when we trained together. She said, hope is not a strategy. And how many of us hope to have the success of the Fast Track, to earn the $34,000? Well, you know, I believe that everyone on this call can be successful. Everyone can be successful, and everyone has that ability to write their plan of action. Because when you write the plan of action, what you're doing is you're securing your future. You're creating your future. And Steve and I really wish you the best in that tonight.
Wow, that was great, and I totally agree with you. Everybody can do it. We just need to create that plan of action and then put it into action. Thank you so much, Steve and Jeannie. Great job. I would deeply appreciate your dedication and time. I also like to thank our audience for taking the time to be on this call, and also encourage everyone to invite your group for next week's call, where our guest speaker will be talking about the 7 ways to produce income in Shackley, how much you can earn in your first 90 days and how to do it, and generating a career income to by maximizing the gold bonuses, leadership, True Infinity, Fast Track, and all of the others. So it's going to be a great call. Now, remember, the only mistake you can make in Shackley is quitting. Everything else is part of your story or will become part of your story. So think and focus on all the possibilities that Steve and Jeannie talk about today, and not on the obstacles, and we'll see you at the top. So now let me close with a legal income disclaimer that says that the average income annual income in 2008 for business leader ranks range from $10,798 for directors and $580,573 for presidential master coordinators. And the average annual income by rank is based on the average monthly form 1099 income for all U.S. business leaders who held the rank that month and added for the 12 months of 2008. And the fast-track career path is new, and there is no average earning for this additional income, so it will come up. Of course, results will vary with effort, and Shackley Corporation does not guarantee any particular income level will be achieved. So, Steve and Jeannie, thank you so much. Thanks to everyone who attended this call, and we'll see you or talk with you next week at the next Fast Track call. God bless.